It was Friday, August 13, 1965. At 9 in the morning, a lonely elderly gentleman, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, boards a ship at Calcutta port, sailing to New York. The black cargo ship, small and weathered, was anchored at dockside. Sailors curiously saw the elderly saffron-dressed sadhu as he spoke last words to his companion in the taxi and walked with determination towards the boat. He had only a suitcase, an umbrella, and a supply of dry cereal as hand baggage. There was no one on the shore to bid him goodbye, no friends, no supporters, no disciple. He was going to America to preach Krishna Bhakti, which had been known only in India. What follows is a remarkable tale of faith and determination beyond anyone's expectation. He carried with him 40 rupees. He had no institutional backing, no support awaited him. He was going on the order of his spiritual master to teach Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking world. He was carrying the almost forgotten spiritual culture of Vedic India to plant it in the heart of America's cultural turmoil of 1960s. But such a voyage was not an easy one for someone aged 69. The ensuing journey presented considerable hardships. On board the ship, Srila Prabhupada wrote of seasickness, dizziness, vomiting, heavy rains in Bay of Bengal. On the 13th day of the voyage, during the passage through the Arabian Sea, he suffered a massive heart attack. All alone, helpless, and without medical assistance, in his uneasy sleep that night, he had a dream, a vision. Lord Krishna appeared and took charge of the ship, along with his other incarnation. Krishna was smiling at Srila Prabhupada and was pulling the ship all the way to America. After crossing the Mediterranean Sea, the ship came into the Atlantic Ocean, but the ocean became like a placid lake. The captain said that never in his career had he seen such a calm Atlantic crossing. Captain's wife asked Srila Prabhupada to come back with them so that they might have another such sailing. Srila Prabhupada wrote in his diary, "If the Atlantic would have shown its usual face, I would have died, but Lord Krishna has taken charge of the ship." After a total of 38 days, the ship at last arrived at New York, where Srila Prabhupada disembarked onto a lonely Brooklyn pier to begin his mission in the West, not knowing whether to turn left or right. Srila Prabhupada's voyage on the Jaladuta 35 years ago marked the beginning of a spiritual revival, and the 12 years after his arrival in America saw the Hare Krishna movement spread to major cities worldwide. For thousands of years, the Vedic tradition had been confined to the boundaries of India. To a world immersed in materialistic ethos, Srila Prabhupada revealed the wisdom of this timeless philosophy. The poem Markine Bhagavad Dharma, Preaching Bhagavad Dharma in America, was written after his arrival in Boston at Commonwealth Pier on September 17, 1965. Seeing the Boston skyline and rampant materialism prevalent in the lives of people there, Srila Prabhupada realized the difficulties in his mission. He saw the hellish city life, people dedicated to the illusion of material happiness. He felt weak, lowly, and unable to help them on his own. He was penniless. He had barely survived 2 heart attacks at sea. He spoke a different language. He dressed strangely according to American standards. And he had come to tell people to give up sinful habits, which were inseparable part of their lives. He had come to teach Americans worship of Lord Krishna, who to them was a mythical Hindu god. What would he be able to accomplish? Helplessly he spoke his heart to Lord Krishna.